lesson team begins now.
I want to welcome Stephen Yellen. Stephen, you are, in fact, the creator of the fluid motion factor. You have been working on this for 35, 38 years, I know. After spending time on the phone with the likes of Rick McCord, knowing that you are now teaching out of Champions Gate at David Ledbetter's World Headquarters, you have proceeded to interest a lot of people in the golf community. Not saying that they're necessarily involved with you, but I think you would probably agree. The remarks made by the likes of Michelle Wee and Rory McIlroy about, in effect, being in that zone. It's all about the mind, isn't it?
Well, you know, Steve, the bottom line is that golf is about motion. Motion is about the muscles. The operating system of the muscles is in the brain. It's not in the muscle. So when someone's playing well, something must have occurred in the mind that allowed those really great ball striking days and great timing days. And yes, ultimately, it is all about the mind.
Let's play a game. I'm TW. Tell me why I need to call you.
Tiger, you have all the money in the bank. Muscle memory is like saving money in a savings account. Once the money is there, it's not going to go away. You go to the range, you're feeling no pain. And people have told me they've seen Tiger hit balls on the range, and he's just striping it left and right. I mean, when you say left and right, great. So not left and right, direction-wise.
Right.
Tiger, you get to the first tee. Where are all those beautiful shots? Where's that pure tempo? Where's that great ball striking ability? Where is that control of the trajectory and the shape of the shot? It's nowhere to be found. Something happens when you get to the first tee, because if your swing was really, really that bad, you'd be hitting the ball terrible on the range as well, but you're not.
Let me interrupt you, Mr. Yellen. I know my swing. I know what I've done with it. What are you going to do for me?
I'm just going to do one thing, Mr. Wood. I'm going to teach you how to systematically access what you already own.
And that would be?
Well, that would be being able to experience on the first tee what you experienced on the driving range, on the range before the course. Something happened that allowed you to hit the ball so well on the range. That something is not happening on the course. And you probably don't know where to go to repeat that something. You're probably going to the swing. Well, you know, if I get the club here, there, or there. That usually doesn't work. As it turns out, Tiger, there's one process in your brain that when you access, the body is free to do what it wants to do, and it's also able to access all those good swings that you have deposited in your muscle memory bank. And what I will teach you in a matter of days is how to systematically access what you already own on a consistent basis so that you're able to reset the clock out there. And if you do make a bad swing, you'll be able to access what you already own on the next one.
You've worked with many of David Ledbetter's young up-and-coming tour players, and I know you've worked with known tour players, exposing them to this. And I have noticed there seems to have been a shift to the mental side of the golf swing, and in my opinion, you're leading the way.
I appreciate that. I think the final frontier is not materials of chess. I think the last frontier, and it's the greatest frontier because it controls the golf swing, is what exactly has to happen in the mind in order to play consistent golf. I pose this question not from a sports psychology perspective, because the Fluid Motion Factor program has really nothing to do with sports psychology. It's how the mind produces fluid motion. Unless someone can answer that question and practice a program that will allow them to access that on a regular basis, which has to do with a mental training program, again, not based on sports psychology, there's something seriously missing from their understanding, ultimately their ability to reach the potential in the golf game.
Stephen, why does the system work the same for every player, regardless of their skill level?
The system works because it's a law of nature. There's only one way to produce fluid motion in the golf swing. There's many different ways to teach someone, many different ways to swing. There's only one way you can produce fluid motion. Water is going to boil at 212 degrees, whether you believe it or not, whether you boil it in New York, New England, or whatever. So what this program is based on, it's based on laws of nature, laws of motion. And once you tap into that, which I teach someone how to do systematically, and you teach now someone how to do systematically, that there's no more belief. It's not a belief system. So it works because it's a law of nature.
is the fluid motion factor replacing conventional instruction?
No.
Okay.
The ideal scenario, it should work in conjunction with traditional instruction, because in traditional instruction for a beginning golfer, you have to tell them what to do with the club and where to get it. But there's a way to do that that is taught in the fluid motion factor program that will accelerate that progress. So when you have the best of both worlds, someone who understands the golf swing,
right,
and someone who's able to teach someone how to create silence in the mind so that when they tell the student, I want you to take the club a little bit more on the inside or a little bit more on the outside or straight back, the student will actually be able to transform intention into execution. And when you do that, you accelerate the learning process tenfold.
I am absolutely certain there are people listening that just aren't convinced and may be thinking, you know, here we go again. Here comes another method. Here today, gone tomorrow.
Hold on to that skepticism. It's good. It's healthy. Because, you know, a lot of things come and go in the golfing kingdom.
Yeah.
And everyone thinks they got the latest and the greatest every year. So there's no way to convince these people, and I don't want to convince these people. Absolutely don't. The only thing I would suggest is read my book, see if it makes sense. And I've said this for a long time, Steve. I don't want to convince anybody of anything. You have to convince yourself.
How can listeners find out more about the fluid motion factor and also maybe see if there isn't a professional in their area that's been certified to teach the fluid motion factor?
Steve, I'm talking to one right here. Anyone in New England who wants to be exposed to it, get a hold of Steve Riggs, okay? And he has been certified to teach the program. My website is fluidmotiongolf.com. It's one word, fluidmotiongolf.com. My book is Fluid Motion Factor, Understanding the Source of Exceptional Golf.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Steve. It's always a pleasure. You have a great day.
You too.